This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we thank you for listening to us wherever and however you're doing that. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. Now, to all those people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, as he does every Monday and Friday, is Frank Salvato. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Let's go.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it too. Very important in the scheme of things these days because, Frank, we've got a country that's literally the tent is folding on top of us.
Well, if you listen to the new breed of Democrat that's out there, which and we've been talking about this for a while, but I'm decided on it. I believe that the new breed of Democrats are just full blown fascists. They want to give away everything. They want it their way. They don't want any dissent.
Nope.
You know. So it's, if we go their way, then we'll all be seeing yet very, very shortly and waiting in line for breath.
Well, Kirsten Gillibrand over the weekend in Davenport, Iowa, of all places to do this, said, well, we need to give illegal immigrants the opportunity to receive Social Security benefits along with a pathway to citizenship. Well, sure you do. You're looking at that as votes, but who the hell's going to pay for all that?
Yeah, and this is what every promise sounds very, very nice if you want to be philanthropic and benevolent to people. But nobody ever wants to start tallying up the cost of this and then find out where we're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, everybody keeps forgetting about that debt clock that we have ticking every single day.
Mm-hmm. Then you've got the president's, special counsel, namely Robert Mueller, what was released on Friday, the Attorney General, Bill Barr, who said the special counsel did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. And then in the letter, the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, have concluded after a full review of the Mueller report that there just is not significant or sufficient evidence, I'll use the correct word, sufficient evidence to conclude President Trump has committed obstruction of justice. But the Democrats were real close to say, well, that doesn't mean that he didn't. It just means that he might not have, but he might have. Adam Schiff, yeah. I'd like to just pound him upside the head with a brick.
Yeah, him and Jerry Nadler. I mean, talk about just that they want to keep beating this dead
idiots,
horse.
Idiots, idiots.
The big thing here, and this was said on some of the talk shows yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
the special counsel has powers that go far beyond the powers that any congressional group has in investigation. And you had somebody who is the head of the FBI.
Yep.
You had 20 to 40, I can't remember the full number of it at its peak, but investigators who literally hated the president.
I think it was 40.
You know, they couldn't find anything worth bringing forward. So how do Nadler and Schiff believe that with inferior investigative powers, they're going to find something there? They're not. They just need to keep this in the news cycle to keep battering this guy going into 2020, because they've got nothing.
Schiff came out and said that they had evidence. He said it again yesterday.
You know, and unless he has seen this report, that means that there's a leak coming out of the special counsel's office.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, of course, we do know that there are other investigations going on. For example, the U.S. Southern Court, District Court, Manhattan, Alexandria, Virginia, Washington, D.C., as well as the Justice Department's National Security Division, they may keep alive cases that touch on his personal, meaning President Trump, his personal and business affairs. That may actually continue.
Well, go ahead, you know, see if I care. The big thing here was that these people have been screaming for 22 months that President Trump colluded and he conspired with the Russians to affect the election in 2016. If they would have had anything, it would have come out and indictments would have come down. Evidence would have been presented yesterday that would have said the president should be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything.
No, nope. But the word impeachment did come out, and it came out from, I believe it was, what the heck is his name, Al Green, came out and said, well, that doesn't mean impeachment's off the table.
Well, and somebody had to say it, because you've got Nancy Pelosi backpedaling, leaving rubber on there, saying, well, we're not going to go down the road to impeach because he's just not worth it. That tells me that she didn't win.
Right.
She didn't win. They don't have anything on this guy, but they're going to keep in front of the media cameras. They're going to keep stoking the possibility that something might be there that just hasn't been covered yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's to keep this in the news for a 2020 cycle, because they haven't done anything while they've been in power but try to belittle this guy.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato, manager of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. By the way, when we come back, the Democrats have a plan to get rid of the Electoral College. We'll tell you what it is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Monday morning version, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive for locations to serve you. The Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey, the Moss Wholesale to the Public up in Homosassa Springs, and the Chevrolet dealership, Moss Family Chevrolet, at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Tampa. And by the way, we were up at Crystal River over the weekend, had a very successful event up there. A lot of people we're very happy, and several people left contented. Our friend from Albany, Georgia, that left with his brand-new Nissan Titan, his grin was chin-to-chin there, Mr. Frank, chin-to-chin.
Well, hey, that's something to be happy about.
Yep. Now, I want to mention something to you about Ronald Reagan, certainly a hero of mine, and I still think about him often during times like what we're going through. You know, President Reagan said, and I quote, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction." Now, think about this for a second, folks. That generation, the generation that sees the end of this great experiment in liberty, could very well be here right now. And what we do today will decide our future and the future of our children. We've got people, we've got Democrats that are trying to get rid of the Constitution of the United States. How do I know that? They said it. We've got Democrats that are trying to have illegal aliens become part of the Social Security system and get benefits. How do I know that? They said it. And then we've got Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas herself, saying that we need to build 3 million new housing units across America. And then, oh, by the way, maybe they should be free.
Yeah, and then you add to that free health care, and you've got another policy platform that says everybody should get $1,000 a month, and
yeah,
and you've got people literally.
That's Mr. Castro, the former mayor of San Antonio, who was a cabinet officer under Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've got people literally saying that the Constitution is an oppressive document. You know, in an age when all that's being taught about civics in our schools, from grade school all the way to high school, getting into college, is that the framers were slave owners, and that the Civil War was solely about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's it, which is completely out of context.
Mm-hmm.
You have no understanding about what was achieved here with the founding of our nation. There was never a country in the history of man before the United States that had an economic system and a system of government that protected an economic system that created a middle class and upward mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't teach that. We don't, the children today coming out of high school, getting into college, don't have any appreciation for that at all, because all they hear is that we should be giving everything to people and not allowing the free market system to work to help people achieve on their own.
Well, what you're saying is justified by what Senator Elizabeth Warren had to say. She told a CNN town hall in Mississippi that she wanted to abolish the Electoral College because it meant that candidates avoided states that were not battleground states. Then Congressman Steve Cohen, a Democrat of Tennessee, followed suit the next night, also on CNN, saying that the Electoral College was conceived in sin and perpetuated slavery.
Yeah, and I've heard other people say that the Electoral College was created to prevent the Civil War, and it failed. To Elizabeth Warren's point, you know, we live in an era of 24/7, 365, up to the second news and social media. To say that campaigns do not target people in not battleground states is not only disingenuous, it's a bald-faced lie.
Mm-hmm.
There are ground games in every single state when it comes to this. So people are not only know what the candidates are saying, they know the propaganda that the campaigns are pushing out there, true or false, and they get so inundated that they start to shut down. The reason they don't spend valuable campaign dollars going to places that aren't battles is because their minds have already been made up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why does a Republican candidate go to a solidly red state that is not going to switch from going red? Why does a Republican candidate not go to a place that is solidly blue?
Mm-hmm.
They don't waste that time going personally because it is a waste of campaign money. It doesn't mean that they're not trying to get, their ground game isn't effective there when it comes to information. It's just about time when you have a 50, they don't go to Hawaii either. Well, at least everybody of Obama didn't go to Hawaii. They don't go to Alaska.
Do you remember attorney Mark Elias?
Yeah.
Do you remember his involvement with Perkins Coie and the FARA Act and the dossier and all that?
Yep.
Do you know who he's now working with and for?
Yeah, give me one of the usual suspects.
Kamala Harris. He is the attorney for her campaign.
There you go.
So, go ahead.
So the name of the animal changes, but the spots remain the same.
And it's been reported recently he's been in direct contact with Hillary Clinton, who is trying to funnel money to Kamala Harris's campaign as part of an agreement that was made recently between her and Joe Biden to get rid of Bernie Sanders.
Well, and here you go once again, because Hillary Clinton wasn't called on this the last time she tried to do it, to marginalize somebody in the election.
She thinks she can get away. Mm-hmm.
She's going to try and do it again.
Yep, exactly.
Instead of being the candidate this time, she's shifting to the role of little, like mini Soros.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to try and sit there and pull this BS again about marginalizing someone from her own side, and it is her own side, it's
mm-hmm.
the left,
mm-hmm.
to affect a campaign for somebody that she likes. This time it's just not her.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we investigating that? How come the left isn't screaming about transparency and the exposure of all the information surrounding that?
Let me add to the mix that the Department of Justice, in my humble opinion, should now, at the request of the Trump administration, do a serious investigation on the Clinton Foundation. It was never given the serious look it deserved. Hundreds of millions of dollars changed hands. Serious issues were in play, including our uranium, where money changed hands between the Russian government and the Clinton Foundation, a la Vladimir Putin's company that he owned, that bought the nuclear material. Quid pro quo allegations, and a host of other potentially inappropriate issues. We need to find out about the Clinton Foundation.
Well, we also would. I would like to investigate the sound, but the hot mic soundbite that was heard between Vladimir Putin and President Medvedev back then, when he said, "Oh, just give me this election, and I'll be much more flexible.
I'll be much more flexible after this election."
And what Medvedev said, "I will go tell Vladimir." So where was the outrage about Russian collusion then, and why wasn't it investigated? What did he mean by that? I want to know everything he meant by that.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't you think it's time for the Republicans to get serious and start putting through bills in both the House and the Senate about health care and immigration, the opioid crisis, our national debt, and a whole many more responsible bills to actually get the Democrats on record as to what they won't do?
Absolutely. It would have been nice to move some stuff the last Congress when we had a Republican majority that would have affected all this stuff without bothering to have
the. That was the leadership, and you got to go right to Paul Ryan for that one.
Yeah, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. How come they didn't move with lightning speed to make sure all of this stuff was dismantled, especially Obamacare, because everybody ran on dismantling that?
Well, we know what happened with Obamacare. You had that one vote that shot that down, but I'm not going there because that's ancient history, but we all know about that. And the House was a different story. They actually passed a bill to get rid of Obamacare.
You know, there's such a disappointment here, especially in that small cadre of anti-Trumpers. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether you don't like him personally. I don't care whether you think he's qualified or not. The people spoke. He's the leader of your party. Get with it.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's time to damn the torpedoes and go full speed ahead against the Democrats, against all these fools that put together this dossier, whoever it was that was in the middle of this with the fake evidence and the misrepresentation. We need to find out who they were or who that was and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
Without doubt, and it's time to take a page from their playbook and be aggressive about it.
All righty, well, Frank, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We look forward to talking to you on Friday, my man.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Silvato, everybody, and he is the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Find out more about him on Facebook and also the Underground USA podcast, also over on Facebook. Now, I'll be right back with some sports, and we'll have Patrick Hyland. Hey, we had a guy here in Tampa that won the PGA golf tournament. Repeated. Third time, I believe, it's happened. Be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch coming back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A four-page letter has been sent by Attorney General William Barr to Congress summarizing the Mueller report, saying that no evidence was found that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election.
the president spoke in Florida.
It was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected.
House Judiciary Gerald Nadler of New York tweets, in light of the very concerning discrepancies and final decision-making at the Justice Department following the special counsel report where Mueller did not exonerate the president, we will be calling Attorney General Barr in to testify before House Judiciary in the near future. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And don't forget, folks, it is time for us to continue our discussion with you. By the way, don't forget tomorrow, I will be at the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue. Have lunch with the captain from 12 noon to 1:30. We have a nice little crowd that comes up there to see us. And by the way, if you get there at 12 noon, they play the national anthem. Everybody snaps too. You put your hand over your heart, or if you're a veteran, wear a military cover or a military identification of some size, you turn around and salute the American flag. And guess what? We have a good time there. We have a lot of great discussions with some good folks. So we would like to see you show up at Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue. Plenty of seating there, indoors and outdoors, I might add. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you when you show up. And make sure you let them know you're a veteran, because you will get a free dessert. Free dessert for being a veteran. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, a.k.a. Mr. Sports on Mondays and Fridays, is right here. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. I'll tell you, a lot of things happen in the world of sports. I guess we'll start out with Mr. Gronkowski, the tight end for the New England Patriots, saying he is retired, and he'll go down as one of the greatest tight ends of all time, Captain.
And his good-looking girlfriend was on Facebook yesterday to say thank you for all the memories. You did a great job. I love you, blah, 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 blah. And that was that. And she was wearing his jersey, too, by the way.
Yeah. You know, he's doing it the smart way, Captain. I mean, he's going to be 30 next year. He's 9 years of pounding his body there in the pros.
And he still isn't in a wheelchair, so get out while the getting's good.
Absolutely, Captain.
I would like to know. I would like to know why the Dallas tight end is coming back after having a great career. You know, one first year career in the broadcast booth, going to the A team on broadcasting football games. Why did somebody in their middle 30s come back to play football? What is it that he has to gain?
You know, I don't understand it either, Captain. We were talking about that yesterday at the Valspar Golf Tournament, which we'll talk about here in a minute.
Yep.
And it's amazing that he's doing that. I mean, I thought he did a nice job in the booth for his first year. I thought he was improving. And I know, man, your desire to play and be around the fellas is tough to give up. But, man, you got to be smart about it. And, Captain, last but not least on this subject is I don't see Dallas making the Super Bowl next year in a realistic fashion. Now, if they had a shot to maybe get to the Super Bowl and win it, you want to take that last shot of your life? You know what? I'm not going to begrudge the guy that to try to get the ring.
No, but the last couple of years he's been hurt a couple times.
Yes, sir, and that also, you're pushing your luck, too, for the options of that. I don't understand it, but, you know, you got to respect everybody, man's decision to do what he wants to do in this life. That's what's great about our country. God bless America.
All right, so the Valspar gave up yesterday, and it went into overtime, and we were talking when you were sitting in your vehicle saying you're just waiting for the tournament to get over. Well, it took a little while, didn't it?
Well, it did. You know, Paul Casey, the back-to-back winner, man, he hung in there on the last hole to make it happen. And, you know, God bless the kid. He's a nice young man. Dustin Johnson didn't play to his capabilities, or I think he would have won the tournament. But, you know, that's golf. One guy executed, one guy didn't. And Jim Furyk, I mean, this guy in his late 40s is making a run the last 3 weeks. On the PGA Tour. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
And before I get into NASCAR, let's talk about Duke and UCF. Duke almost got their butts handed to them by UCF. Very, very close.
We're talking the ball just rimming out. That ball falls in just a hair, hair less spin. Duke is out and UCF is in. Very fortunate. And Tennessee's also very fortunate. To get out, but it's pretty much all good there. There's one 12 seed left, Captain, but most of it's 1-4, 2-3, so it should be a real entertaining basketball weekend next weekend. So I'm looking forward to that too. So and Major League Baseball season is going to start this Thursday, Captain. Officially, they've been playing over in Japan, but this is when it'll really get started. All the teams have flown back to their respective cities to get.
Yeah, the Rays got on the bus and came up to Tampa. Or St. Pete, rather, St. Pete.
Mm. Yeah, that's funny. You're right.
Yeah, they did. They got on the bus. I saw the buses yesterday, by the way, when I was getting ready to get out on the highway. I had to go downtown for a little bit. And as I was coming back, I saw the equipment truck coming back with, I'm sure, some of their equipment from down below there. I realize the minor league team is there now, but they bring the major league stuff back up, right?
They sure do, Captain. Yeah, a little moving from spring training to the big city, St. Petersburg, Florida. Won 90 games last year. We'll see what the Rays do this year. Going to be a lot of different things in Major League Baseball this year. I'm looking forward to that. So,
well, they had the potential to be able to do exactly what they did last year. They really do. But I can't. The way they started last year, if they start that way this year, I'm going to say, uh-oh.
Correct. I don't think they can have that type of situation.
Not 2 years in a row. Mm-mm.
No.
So they got to start out at least as a 500 team and stay there.
Exactly.
Because that's about what they are.
That's about what they are on paper, you know. And then when you get on the field, anything can happen. You can turn into a 90-win club or, unfortunately, a 71-win club. So it's funny how that can play games. And if you're going to win the one-run games or not, Captain, in baseball, it seems to be the way of the world now.
All right, well, let's go turn left, go fast. I don't believe Kyle Busch got his 101st, did he?
No. No, he did not, Captain.
He's not a short track guy, usually.
No, he really isn't, you know, and that's not really a big race either. But, hey, you know,
You mean Martinsville?
Yeah.
You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That is something. It's a small track, It's in the middle of nowhere, as most places are when you go up through the mountains there, the Blue Ridge Mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina. And it's even more so than Rockingham, where you get there and, you know, there's another track that's not all that big, or Bristol. Bristol, they call it Thunder Valley for a reason. You can be 5 miles away at any end of the valley, above it, below it, or in it, and you'll hear the race.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, you know, give Brad credit for winning it. I mean, he did a nice job. So that's he's having a great year, you know.
What's that, number two or three?
That is number two, I believe, Cap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's in the lead right now? Is it still Kyle or is it Brad Keselowski?
Right now, I believe it's Keselowski. So
okay, because he was up there before one of the other races when I believe Bush either caught up to him or went ahead of him. So that's good. I like Brad. He's already been a NASCAR champ, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, it will be. No question about it.
All right, well, we covered baseball. Now, I don't want to really talk about the Lightning. I want to talk about the rest of the hockey league in general. There's pretty good competition out there, stiff competition that's starting to get ready to line it up for the Stanley Cup.
Well, the Chicago Blackhawks last night, Captain, you know, won 2-1, tight game, and kept their playoff hopes alive. They're a streaky team. They could surprise some people. Then out west, your listeners getting on the road right now, the truckers, God bless them.
They've been on the road all night, friend.
No, I'm saying I'm California.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Know, it's 2:41, and San Jose looks very good this year to go the distance. So it could be really interesting. Could be some teams in the Stanley Cup this year that you'd be surprised at.
Okay, give us the info and how to get a hold of you, and I guess we're going to see you for lunch tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I will be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow. Any veterans, you come out tomorrow, I can go over some VA benefits with you, some Medicare benefits with you. That's what I do for a living. Anybody wants to try to get out of debt and get themselves on a financial recovery, I have a book, Mission 1 Million, I can get to you for you to read that and help you get out of debt. Any questions you might have when it comes to insurance, I can help you out through the maze. My name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. And I'm here to help, as Matt can attest. And I look forward to meeting a few veterans tomorrow at Mission Barbecue. Great place, great atmosphere, and yeah, I'm proud to be there with you, Captain.
Yeah, well, it is a great place, a great atmosphere, and the food is pretty good, too, as you well know.
Absolutely. I love getting a sampler. All their meals, excellent.
Yeah, and you show up at that sampler, it's like, where's the rest of the food? Did he get all the food in that plate? Because it's so big.
Make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to talking to you on Friday.
Absolutely.
And seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And Patrick Hyland can be found also on Facebook. He's got a Facebook page there. Go over there, check him out, look him up. Now, when we come back, we're going to come back with our beach and boating forecast. And we will let you know what's going on in terms of the weather. Going to be a pretty good day out there in the Nature Coast and the Sun Coast and the Tampa Bay area. So those of you that are down here still on spring break, waiting to go back, you haven't gone back yet, check it out. And I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you.
I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. Mark Walters had a great three-hour broadcast of that great big humongous monster show last night, and I appreciate the kudos in allowing me to guest host your daily defense program on Friday. So hats off to you, my friend, and that was a great show you had last night, and I'm glad you expounded on some of the legalities coming up with the bump stocks and all that. And by the way, folks, very quickly, if you have a bump stock, unless something dramatic happens over the next 24 hours, you will be guilty of a felony midnight tomorrow night. You will be guilty of a felony. So you got two choices. Get rid of them, destroy them, or turn them in. If you get caught with it, we'll don't know what's going to happen yet, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, now it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast. Alrighty, and here we go for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's going to be a really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Calm wind this morning, becoming south-southwest this afternoon, around 6 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low around 63, west winds about 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow another great day around 80. Winds will turn around out of the northwest. But today we've got seas with a light chop, 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf water temperature 69 degrees. The Bay water temperature 71 degrees. We had our low tide at 12:02 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 6:41 a.m. And we'll have a chance of rain come Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, 20 to 30%, and there may be some thunderstorms in the area between 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. Wednesday. And then it's going to be really breezy Wednesday with gusts during the daytime as high as 25 miles an hour, and we'll have more of the same come Thursday with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. So I'm sure it's going to be get your boating in the next day or two, Monday or Tuesday, or don't get it in at all. Now, the Freedom Boat Club and the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club has 168 locations across the country. 168 locations. Now, you can join the Freedom Boat Club anywhere you want. If there's a boat club near you, in the vicinity that you're in, I'd say have at it. But if you're down here for spring break, if you're down here on vacation, if you're down here or you live here, I want you to check out the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, because they have three different plans for which you can join. Now, if you're a seasonal tourist, they have the seasonal plan, which is a three-month program, two or three months. You pay by the month. You do not get national reciprocity, but you do get the use of a boat. Now, they also have the economy plan, which is what I'm a member of, which is great for retirees and those who work on weekends. You get the first month of member dues free. You get unlimited weekday usage. That's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, at all of their 19 locations here in Tampa Bay for you and another member of your household. Now, you also get four rolling reservations at a time, and you get reciprocal usage anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system. Anywhere in the system, you get to use your membership privileges. Now, they have a special right now, which applies to that plan and the standard plan. I'll tell you about it in a minute. The special is as follows. You get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. Now, if you happen to be a first responder, an EMT, a firefighter, police officer, or a military, active duty military, or a military veteran, or you've been in the medical profession, maybe you've been a nurse, a doctor, or maybe you are currently working in the medical profession, in a hospital, a doctor's office, a nursing home, convalescent facility, whatever, then guess what? You get another $500 on top of the $1,000 off. And you can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee two ways, three ways, whatever, however it works out, so that you don't get the big bill all at one time. And it's a one-time entry fee. And a lot of people do that. Now we'll talk about the standard plan. That's 7 days a week. That's the most popular. You can get up, get on a boat anytime you want, 7 days a week. Your first month of member dues are free, unlimited 7 day usage for you and another member of your household, four rolling reservations, reciprocal usage anywhere, everywhere, and the same 1,000 plus 500 deal off if you meet the other sides of the coin. Now, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or you can go to their website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. And just like Yehudi, you can hop on a boat and go out and go in the bay and have a good old time in the bay. Because Yehudi just likes to cruise. He doesn't like to fish. He just likes to get out there and just cruise in the bay. And we'll have some smooth seas today to be able to do that. That's Freedom Boat Club. At 855-FREEDOM, 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 and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, I got some letters to the editor, and I'm going to read a couple of them right now, because I'll tell you what, we get, and it says letters to the editor because that's what it says on my Facebook page, I believe, or on my website, something about that. There's a little logo link. You click that, and then, boom, over you come to me and just send me a response. Now, we got something from Joyce G. in Florence, Kentucky. She says, Captain, you are right on. I believe the frustration that we feel as conservatives is overwhelming. We need to be proactive in the fight against this cancer that's growing in our country. Keep the conversation going. Keep the fight going. Well done. And we will up here in Kentucky. Well, thank you very much, Joyce G. Now, we also heard from Reno, Nevada, and Jerry B. in Reno, Nevada. He says, dang, Captain, I feel better, too. With the way you started out the program. Yeah, we were on fire the first hour. You want to catch the first hour of the podcast. We kept it going all night long. But that first hour, Kyle Warren and I, we lit it up, I guarantee you. And here's one from our newest affiliate, the WH in Detroit, Michigan. He's saying, amen to what you've had to say, Captain. I am angry. I'm tired of the stupid left. I've come to the conclusion, also because of their antics with the support by the left and no visible opposition, immigrants will continue to pour over our southern border and northern border, too, bringing crime, drugs, and human trafficking and violence with them. This has resulted in a tremendous number of American deaths and a huge increase in the number of illegal immigrants that often now are free to roam about our country. The left also supports and seems to actually encourage abortion at all stages, taking that to a whole new level, as demonstrated by the actions of New York and Virginia. Can full-out euthanasia be far behind? It also appears to me that the left has signed up the average American citizen to become part of the Green New Deal. Are we being recycled? It's time for Americans to wake up. Please don't stop talking, Captain. We need your voice. Well, I'm not going to, WH. And then finally, from RW in Valdosta, Georgia, I feel better, too, because you expressed my sentiments earlier. Exactly. Keep up the good work. Thanks. And again, I'll refer you to the to the first hour of the program and the first 30 minutes in particular, because we just poured it on the Democrats. I mean, I really went after them. Really went after them. And, you know, turnaround is fair play here, folks. I say, and this is me, I say it's time for the Republicans to investigate the Clinton Foundation. To open that back up again, it's never been given the serious look that it deserved. We know hundreds of millions of dollars changed hands. We know there were serious issues in play, including our uranium. It's time to get to the bottom of that mess once and for all. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And you can believe it. Now, I got to remind you right now that our buddies down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Yep, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Right across the railroad tracks, south side of Clark Road. Go down there, stop by, see him. 9 foot tall, red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with an American flag, too. You can't miss it. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by, go on in the store, say howdy, howdy to Jill and the gang that's in the store. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That might get you into the secret stock of pastries that Dominic's got hidden in there somewhere. All righty, that's it for tonight. I'll be back tonight, and I hope to see many of you tomorrow at the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue. Again, thanks to everybody that showed up up there in Crystal River. Thank you very much. It was a great day. Fantastic crowd. Great people. I'll see you all tomorrow morning. Have a great day. God.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.